Rh negative blood.
I
Are
doubt
they Nephilim?
Okay, so again, if somebody wants a commentary, I can give you a Facebook link for any of the commentaries too. It's just that a lot of the commentaries in the Word document, I have my footnotes in there and sources and all the detail that goes with, like, with the meaning of a word in Hebrew, or if I got it from an outside source. So Rh negative blood.
Yes. Are they Nephilim, or are they
it's such a great question. And, you know, the thing I don't talk about in my book is Rh negative bloodline. And I did that, left that out for a reason, is because we don't have a smoking gun for saying that it is. I think it is.
Okay.
And I can tell people why I think it is. I just
Yeah, definitely.
Point to anything in the Bible that says this is how we know. So Rh negative bloodline is something that's known outside Christianity as, and particularly with the Gnostics and the Rosicrucians and the secret societies, as Vril.
Okay.
Vril. And that is a Rosicrucian ideology that comes out of ancient history of something in the blood that is connected back to the ancient giants. So it's a bloodline of giants. And this is the same ideologies that the Nazis incorporated into their Ariosophy religion to create the new man. They were trying to backwards engineer into giants. In the meantime, they were just going to forward engineer in terms of breeding to try and create the new man. But they wanted to create a Nephilim. That's the new man concept of the Nazis and the New Age. And so this real concept is the understanding that this is the Rh negative bloodline that are in the royal families, just like the Windsors have an O negative bloodline. And all throughout history, right from the beginning after the flood, probably even before the flood, they were intermarrying to keep these bloodlines pure. Within the bloodline culture, the pedigree of your bloodline purity is the status that you have within that community. Mm-hmm. So you have higher pure bloods and lower pure bloods. And who your patriarch is just as important, because there's a hierarchy of patriarchs that you take your LBGen's bloodline back to. Which is where Albigensian comes from, out of, you know, sister religion of the Cathars. Again, all of this stuff is always interrelated. But it's not just only the blood that they're interested in, which is the negative blood, which hasn't been able to mix with human blood until recently to reproduce, until medicine came along to be able to block the fetus from being killed. This is a bloodline that is inserted into humans at an unknown time. We don't know when it comes in. Some people speculate that it happened way back thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years ago. And what I believe is that is the mixture of the angelic portion into the bloodline that is inserted. And that's why that pedigree is so important, is that they take their bloodlines back to the original Nephilim and to the fallen angels that spawned them. Now, they also believe in something called the gene of Isis, which has got nothing to do with bloodlines. And that's their word that they say Genesis comes from. And the gene of Isis is you know, Isis, the god, goddess out of Egypt, or the DNA genes from the Nephilim and the fallen angels. So they believe in mapping and finding out who has that gene. And I think this has a lot to do with why there's been so much banking of blood type information and DNA information, so they can identify with what they would call the spark of the divine, that they want to unite in the New Age movement that will allow them to evolve to godhood. And they need world government and world religion to do that, which is all part of the end time. And this is the thousand points of light that George Bush Jr. just talked about at the funeral in reference to his dad's famous thousand points of light. That's the thousand points of light, is the spark of the divine that they're trying to create in the new world order.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. I hadn't even thought of connecting. I actually came out of the New Age movement, so a lot of that I'm familiar with, but I never even thought of making those connections. Now there are, and this has always been, of course, we should never define a theory based on the extremes that people will take it to. But this has always been kind of, my issue with the idea that Rh negative blood might be Nephilim in origin, because some people take it, and I know you're not one of these, but some people take it too far and say that anybody who has Rh negative blood, they cannot be saved and we should eradicate them from the earth. what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, and it comes up all of the time, whether it's DNA or bloodlines, or because everybody says, well, it's spread out all through the world, so does that mean I can't be saved? And my response is always is that physical traits, unless is used to somehow blasphemy or sin against the Holy Spirit, has nothing to do with salvation.
Right.
Salvation is based on faith, and Jesus's sacrifice is greater than all of the sins in the world, except for that one that they have excluded. And I think that also explains that what happens with the mark of the beast.
Yes.
Somehow that has a sin against the Holy Spirit and against the laws of creation that aren't going to be forgiven. So your physical natures don't have anything to do with whether or not you can be saved or not. It's whether or not you believe in God and Jesus or not. And I think that, and people say, well, does that mean if there, you know, is there Nephilim that were saved by God? I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, most of those Nephilim lived before Jesus and the resurrection. So I don't see something biblically that is there to, take care of that, except that God can save anybody who chooses, as Romans talks about, based on what's in their heart. And we have this interesting thing that we talked about a little bit earlier with the Hivim being temple servants and serving in the temple for so long. So perhaps there's going to be something for, people of goodwill, no matter what physicality they have. If they didn't do it by choice to rebel against God, that there's room to be saved.
Right. And that's the main point right there, is by choice, because there's, a lot of people will connect, and they very well may be right. I mean, I guess I would probably fall in one of these camps too, that a strong contender for the mark of the beast is some type of genetic manipulation where a person changes themselves into something that's not human anymore. Therefore, they're not, they can't take part in the salvation thing, the whole Jesus on the cross thing. They can't take part in that because that was for human beings. And if they change their genetics into something that's not human, then they can't be awarded salvation. But there's a part of that prophecy that a lot of people overlook. It's not only accepting the mark of the beast, but it's also worshiping the beast. It's a two-part thing.
Yes.
So there has to be a willingness to do it. Now, if you're just born into a situation, if you take one of these, more extreme kind of, I don't want to say conspiracy theorist because it just sounds negative, and I don't mean it to be negative, but if you take one of these, extreme Nephilim people who look for a Nephilim, under every rock, I was born with a degenerative bone disease that actually causes extra and enlarged growth in my bones that I've had to have several surgeries for, and it's annoying. But I've had that.
Not bad.
Oh, man. I have a sixth lumbar vertebrae in my spine, which causes me to be a little taller, but it also causes all sorts of discomfort and everything. Most people have five. I have six. There's a lot of things. I actually don't know what my blood type is, but I probably should figure that out. But there's a lot of things like
an extra vertebrae is also one of the attributes of the Rh negative bloodline.
Right. So it would not surprise. I don't know what my blood type is, but it would not surprise me one bit if I got a blood test and the doctor was like, yeah, you're Rh negative or whatever. So I can see all that, but I've had so many people email me and message me, and they're really concerned about their salvation over this Rh negative blood thing. And while there's probably a component to it that ties back to something like that, what really counts is do you believe in Jesus? What's your relationship with God like? You know, do you choose to be a follower of Christ or a follower of Satan? What do you choose? And if you choose to be a follower of Christ, that's it. It doesn't matter what your genetics have to say. Now, the difference in Revelation, the difference with the Mark of the Beast is that those people will choose to worship the beast. You know, they're choosing it. So it can't be forced upon them.
And I agree with that 100%. And that choice is so key. And just as we have to choose to be Christian every day, as part of our faith, I also would also underline that I want people to understand is they're not being weak on in terms of what the Bible says about salvation.
Right.
What I'm saying is from my perspective, is I don't like to tread on the domain of God and Jesus. And it's for them to decide who is saved and who is not as saved, and who am I to argue? And I'm not disputing anything that's written in the Bible. I just will not take a position that condemns something like that when I don't have that authority to do that. And in fact, we're told We're told not to in Matthew.
Amen. I think that is so wise. And I'm right there with you. That's how I feel about it too. And that's what, you know, and again, I should not throw an entire theory under the bus just because of the extremists. The extremists have kind of given me a perspective on the Rh negative blood thing where I'm just like, oh, I don't even want to talk about it. But at the same time, they should not dictate. It's a good area of study. And I really like how you put that. Somebody else is asking,
I'll say a couple other quick things on the Rh negative. So,
yeah, definitely.
And I do talk a lot about bloodlines, right?
Yes.
So bloodlines is key to their pedigree and their belief system. And there's only 15% of the population that has Rh negative blood. Mm-hmm. And you get, in some areas, it's almost 1% or lower, but you get a higher concentration into France and some parts of England, which I spend a lot of time talking about the bloodlines of Europe, and you know, as high as 20 or 25% in some places as high as 30. And then when you move into one group that's called the Basques that come out of Southwest France and Northern Spain, they have concentrations. I've seen studies as high as 80%.
Wow.
And when you get back into their occult beliefs, not all of them are occultists, but what their occult history is they show up in Spain out of nowhere after the flood. They're kind of unaccountable from secular history. But what they say is that they call themselves Homo Atlantis, and that after they flood, they ceded the Egyptian civilization, the Scythian civilization, which is where Tartarus was, I was talking about, which they believe, and also the Mesopotamian civilizations after the flood. And they have the highest concentrations of Rh negative blood. And they had a diaspora spreading out of those peoples because they ran into a conflict with the purebloods coming out of the Middle East. And they got the worst end of it and were sort of ostracized around the world.